Well, we're going to go ahead and get started. I appreciate y'all being here today. This seminar is called Technology and Ministry, and we have a lot of things to share with you. And by the way, if you have any questions along the way, feel free to stop so it's not a canned presentation. We discovered real easily that there's a lot of things that are being said, and they're coming very fast. It's a lot of information, and this is really an overview of audio and internet. Again, it's hard to cover a lot of information in a little bit of time we have. This is actually something that could be offered as an all-day long class when it comes to dealing with something like this. Let's go ahead and pray and we'll get started. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for this morning and thank you for this privilege for us to talk together, Father. We pray that you will just expand our vision right now. Show us, Father, how that you tell us in your word that you're able to do above all that we could ask or think. Help us, Lord, to dream big for the kingdom. And, Lord, to see people come to know Christ. Father, if we walked in here today with that first idea that I'm not going to change, I'm doing it the way I'm doing it. Father, first take that away from us and help us to be open and to see in what kind of possibilities are there. Because our goal is to get the gospel out to as many people as possible. So help us to keep that as an underlying focus as we talk together today. We pray that in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
It says in Mark chapter 16 and verse 15, to go into all the world and preach the gospel. We now have the ability to do that, not just through sending out missionaries, but through technology. It's amazing what technology is available today. If you own a computer and you just purchased a computer this week, well, tomorrow it's probably needs an upgrade. But that's how fast technology is going, isn't it? Well, this portion of the seminar is going to talk about how to put audio, how to put your sermons, how to put your messages on the internet. And then Vic's going to come up here and share about the internet itself. And so let's begin with some basics. We've got to talk about some of the things that you need to get started. It's like going to school, if you remember. Some of you are in school, obviously going here to Logos, or you completed it. I did my doctorate last year, so I know what all that's like. And obviously there were some things that I needed, some tools that I had to have. And so that's the same way with doing audio on the internet. Well, obviously you've got to have a computer. This is a non-negotiable thing. You can't put audio on the internet without a computer because it's got to get through that process. Second thing you need is some recording software. And we're going to go into more detail on each of these. The third is an external mixer. Now, this is an optional feature. This feature allows you, if you decide to do radio through your messages that you're putting on the internet, then you're going to need some other capacity to be able to work with it. Our ministry, which is Changed by Grace. We have a radio ministry here locally on WROS. It broadcasts Monday through Friday at 10:15. It's on the internet 24 hours a day at oneplace.com. The radio station just last week started live streaming, so that just opened up another world for us in every broadcaster on that station. We saw from going into those avenues, and there was more things that we needed. But let me tell you something right off the bat. You can do a lot of this with a little budget. I know that because I'm involved in a brand new church that has 23 people. And our messages, as they're being preached each week, after they're done, they're going out on the internet. We're reaching at least what is being recorded and reported to us, about 4,000 people a month, just through audio. Now, that's not to mention the people that come to the web page and just view it and read the other things that we have there, because we have a lot of information on our website. Dick was going to share with you about how churches are more ministering to their congregations rather than also keeping in mind the world that's stumbling on your website. So we have a flash animation, a flash gospel track that actually will take them through the gospel and things like that. So just on audio alone, we're seeing about 4,000 a month, and it goes up and down every month, not to mention how many that just visit the site. So you need a computer, you need recording software, you need an optional mixer, you need a cassette recorder. Because one of the things you're going to do is you're going to take your message off your cassette tape, and you're going to put it in that cassette player, and that cassette player is going to be hooked to your computer, and you're going to play this into your computer. How long does it take? Well, however long the message is. I preach about 50 minutes a week on Sunday, so we don't give intermissions either. And so it takes about that long to play it. Now, if you're a little bit more in what you're doing, you could do what I got put to my hip right now, which is a digital recorder. This digital recorder is saving me this process of taking this tape and putting it on the computer. Because when I'm done with this, I can take this to my computer, plug into the USB port that comes on this recording device. It also comes with its own software. The moment I plug it in, immediately it brings up the software. I hit one button, I tell it to upload to the computer, then I save it, and then I put it in the format that it needs to be on the internet, and then I go eat lunch. And within 20 to 30 minutes up to an hour, that message has become available to the whole world. And you know, the technology and with the internet itself, it's allowed us to go into every place where internet capability is at. I get emails from all over the world. I remember one night coming home from one church that I was in, and I was a little kind of discouraged, had one of those Sundays, and I got an email from someone in Canada writing me and just telling me how much our ministry had blessed me. And that kind of was encouragement. Sometimes the Lord will send things like that. I got a gentleman right now that is in Dothan, Alabama, and he writes me almost every day and tells me he's praying for me. One day he sent me an email, and he wrote out his prayer for me. And I hit that every morning. We send out an email every day through our ministry. It reaches 100 plus a day of people that sign up for it. And we get responses back from it, other than unsubscribe. And,
yeah.
You know, we get people that respond back. They want to know more about the ministry. Sometimes they want to support the ministry. We have e-commerce that allows that through the computer. And again, the sky is the limit where you go with internet and with your audio on the internet. Did you have a question?
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask. So they can actually hear you preach the sermon as you did Sunday morning.
Exactly. It's the same message. Right. Yeah.
It's not written. It's spoken.
It's spoken. Yeah. Unless you're a pastor or you read your sermon. Right.
Okay.
The other thing is you can do live streaming and it could be broadcasting the very moment that it's being preached. First Baptist Jacksonville, they do that. Some of the other churches that have the ability and the funds to do that.
Can you actually picture it? Or you actually see it?
Yeah. Yeah. It's, one thing you can't do is make the mouth move. It's coming, right? It's coming.
Yeah. Steve, is it difficult to merge that in with the PowerPoint presentation? So if you use PowerPoint with your message of the sermon?
Not at all. Actually, you just got to have on your website the ability to handle that kind of file. I know that I developed three online classes for Logos, one on Christology, one on the Church, one on the Holy Spirit. They're available right now if any of you are taking classes and you want to take them externally through the Internet. It has PowerPoint, it has audio, so all that capability is on there. Same kind of stuff we're doing now. Same exact thing.
I was going to say, with XP, I think they've got a conversion program that will convert it. Your PowerPoint into the, the code name or whatever.
The format.
But for internet broadcast.
What we have done, and Dick can share some of this with you too, is your particular website and who is hosting it, if they allow you to do certain features. There are obviously, most of them, we can buy those features. We're piggybacking off another site, but you can't tell when it comes up unless you're real fast at reading that link. And our particular site doesn't handle PDA or PDF files. It doesn't handle PowerPoint files. But the other site we have does. So I link to it.
And you just license their software or something that you're doing?
Right. We have the permission to use their site. Yeah, we're signed up as members on their site. Yeah. So to start out, you're going to need some things. Definitely a computer. Definitely recording software. An optional recording mixer, or mixer itself, a cassette recorder. You're going to need an internet connection. How many in here have DSL or broadband? How many of you have dial-up? Is that correct? How many of you have none? Okay. you'll agree with me that have DSL or broadband. Once you get on it, you'll never go back, right?
And the last is...
Yeah, it's kind of like moving into heaven. You don't want to ever leave. Let me say this. The better connection, the quicker, the faster it will be for putting this message on the Internet. When this message gets recorded to the computer, this converts to digital. When it converts to digital audio, this thing is huge.
It's not going to be great that long.
No. You have to convert it to MP3. This is about a 250 meg file on the Internet, or rather on your computer. When you convert it to MP3, you're going to shrink it to about 10 meg.
Wow.
It's amazing. Windows media files are even smaller, 6 meg. And as we talk about these hosting sites, they require certain sizes. Yeah?
How does broadband work?
That's broadband. Yeah, that would be perfect. I use broadband. I started with dial-up, and obviously everybody's got to start somewhere, right?
Yeah.
And I started with dial-up. I take one message. Here's how long it'd take me. I didn't have a digital recorder, so I had to play this into my computer. 50-minute sermon took 50 minutes. When I'm done, I have to save it to the format required for the Internet, which was an MP3, 16-bit, 11,025 sampling rate. All that's in that one of those brochures I just gave you. After I saved it, I had to upload it to the web page. With a dial-up connection, I had a 56K modem, which basically gave me about, 36 or so on the actual connection. Took me 2 hours. When I went to broadband, that same message took about 5 minutes to put it on the Internet. Yeah, you can't shorten this process of recording it into the computer unless you have a digital recorder, because this is already converting to digital. As we're talking right now, it's taking what I'm saying, just saving it as digital. So you need an Internet connection. The faster, the better. Come on in. And then the last thing that you need is a hosting service. And again, we're going to talk about all of these different features. So let's go ahead and talk about the software. We'll mention a little bit more about the computer in just a few moments. There are some things that are available for free. And let me just tell you, when you go for something free, you're going to have what? Limitations, right? You know what happens when you go to Walmart and you buy some of that software that's $10? They just teased you. First of all, they teased you with the price. Secondly, they teased you by getting you to use a software that's not fully functional. Because there's going to be some things that's going to be held back from you. And what they're trying to do is to get you to buy the full program. And there's nothing wrong with that. That's just marketing. That's how that works. Sometimes some of the features that you're held back on, you didn't need them anyway. I have some programs that are like that. But you can't get around that with audio, because you need these features. Audacity Audio Editor is a free download. You can go to ZNet and download it from them. It's free. But there are some limitations with the program. The major limitation is it doesn't come with a mixer. On audio programming, you need a way to mix what is going on. You need a way to bring in various audio sounds into that program. And this program right here, like for example, if you were deciding to do a radio ministry, you can't do that with just one channel. You need at least four in order to do that.
So what if you have your message pre-mixed through a studio?
Mm-hmm.
You still need all the extra mixers on that then?
Well, if you were going into, let's just say for example with Audacity. Audacity won't save in some of the formats that you need. Like if you were going into MP3, sermon audio, when we talk about that, requires 16-bit, 11,025 on the sampling rate. No exception. If you upload it higher than that, they will reject your download, your upload. And you've just now wasted all your time. So it's best to get the software that can handle it. And plus, from what we've learned working with some of these programs that I mentioned to you, that you get to a place where you don't limit yourself. You know what I mean? Because you want to have room to expand as well. We tell people this when you're building a building for a church, you want to make sure you can knock that wall out, and you can keep expanding. You know what I mean? You don't want to just limit yourself. And so there are going to be some limitations with the software. CoolEdit is a program. It has a limitation. The only limitation it is, it doesn't come with a mixer, but you can purchase the mixer and it can be added to it. The other limitation is it's not free. This program costs about $69. The good thing about this program, it hasn't went up in 2 years. We purchased this 2 years ago. Today, it's still available for $69, according to last week when I went to their website.
Is that with the mixer, or you add cost to that?
You add another $49 to add the mixer. The Cool Edit is a good program. I use Cool Edit 2000, and I use another program that I'm going to mention. This program right here I use for what? For just putting my sermons on the internet, okay? In this case, with what Larry was asking on the mixer capability, we're just bringing in one audio, and that's all you're bringing in, then you don't need the mixer, okay? But going back to Audacity, you've got to make sure you can save them in file formats, or again, you just wasted your time, okay? Cool Edit will allow you to save into MP3, Real Audio, Windows Media. It allows you to save in all these different formats that are required for the internet. Again, it doesn't come with a mixer, but you can purchase it for $49. Now, Cool Edit also has an upgrade. It's called Cool Edit Pro. This program costs a little bit more, actually a lot more, but it doesn't have any limitations. It comes with everything you need. I helped a church here in Jacksonville that is now on the radio. They wanted some help starting their radio program, and since we're already on the radio, I was able to go over there and show them some of the software that we were using and show them how to do it. And I sat down with a gentleman for about 4 days, and we did 8 hours a day, taking the pastor's messages. He was the announcer. He just so happens to be on our program. I'm the announcer and the speaker and all that, just simply because of our small ministry. And I sat down with him, and we downloaded this program off the internet. The program cost $249. Yeah. And but once he downloaded it and he started and he got his unlock codes and so forth, he was ready to go. It's a simple program, and I'll tell you how simple it is. I'd never seen the program before we got it, and I taught him how to use it. That's how simple it is.
$49.
Say that again?
For how long?
It's a one-time fee.
Okay.
You have one-time fee. You purchase it, they give you a license for it, and it's yours.
Have upgraded it here?
Well, I know Cool Edit 2000, the upgrades have been free, like major patches that they do, any kind of bug fixes, or things like that. But as far as going to another program, this is the actual other program. And if you already had Cool Edit 2000, you wouldn't actually be paying $249 for the program. You just pay an upgrade price. And that's pretty much true about other programs. Again, it comes with a lot of features. And in one of the brochures that I've handed you, it has a screenshot of Cool Edit 2000 in there. You can kind of see what it looks like. Another program, which is called, yes. Cool Edit Pro comes with everything.
Okay, good.
Yes.
Good.
Now, here's a program that I started with in addition to Cool Edit 2000. And it's called Guitar Tracks 2. It's an excellent program. It's put out by Cakewalk. You can go to cakewalk.com and you can read up about it. The program only costs $49. It's amazing. You know what? It comes with an 8-channel mixer. It comes with what you need, except for the ability to save in some of those formats that we mentioned.
Cool Edit
comes with everything, and it'll save in every format.
That's your favorite, it sounds like, right now.
Actually, this one right here is my favorite. It's called Guitar Tracks Pro. Yes,
ma'am?
Here, I'll do this. This program here, Guitar Tracks Pro, is an upgrade from the Guitar Tracks 2. Now, why do they call it Guitar Tracks?
Well, sound, music?
Well, yeah, but it's mainly made for guitar player. But you know what? It's just a recording software. Mm-hmm. Now, I have some of this background because I am a guitar player, okay? Mm-hmm. And I understand how to hook up a lot of this stuff. My background, mm-hmm. before I became a believer, I played in nightclubs, I played in a band and stuff like that. I was the guy that set up all the equipment. Mm. And so I had that background. When I saw this program for the first time, not only excited about the price, but I was excited about recording digitally. Because you know what happens when you record digitally? No hiss. I don't know if you've ever heard, well, you hear digital recordings. All your music CDs are done digitally now, and you have no hiss in them. When we do our radio program, we record with Guitar Tracks Pro,
And the only thing that has his is what came off the tape. That does the tape has his. Because we had to transfer this over there, unless I use this.
Is that what you use on some of these?
Mm-hmm. I use this and a tape backup as well.
Are you saying hits or hits?
Hits. Yeah, that okay. Real high frequency sound, that shh, it's in the background.
Uh-huh.
When you record digitally, that's gone.
Ah.
Yeah, it doesn't record that anymore. Now, Guitar Trax Pro, again, it's an upgrade from Guitar Trax 2. It's also not free. If you were upgrading from Guitar Trax 2, it would be $49. If you were purchasing it alone, it's $139. That sounds a little bit better than $249, doesn't it?
Does it come with everything you have to
pay? All right. It comes with everything you need plus more. You can purchase add-ons for the program. It comes with a real audio encoder. You have to purchase the MP3 encoder. The MP3 encoder is $29. And you know what? This is all you need. The only other thing you need is to be able to go into a Windows Media format, and this has it as well. We are broadcasting on oneplace.com in three formats.
Okay.
We're broadcasting with MP3. I use this program. We broadcast with Windows Media. I use this program. We broadcast with Real Audio. And I use this program. I had somebody that's a member of our church. Mm-hmm. She works here locally, and she works on a computer job. And she said that they won't let us download a Real Audio player, so I can't listen to the program in Real Audio. Can you help me? And so I contacted One Place, and I said, "What's involved in this? Using Windows Media files, because all computers come with a Windows Media player." Mm-hmm. Said nothing. I'll set your FTP site up. It'll be up tomorrow. So the very next day, I started uploading that format. When I do our, for example, our radio message, it goes out Monday through Friday. When I get ready to send that out, I have to send 15 files to One Place. I send 5 in Windows Media format, I send 5 in MP3, and I send 5 in the Real Audio format. And since I'm using broadband, you see what kind of trouble I'd run into if I was on a dial-up? It'd take me forever. Yeah.
Steve, I'm not a computer guru, and I know a little bit about computers, but is there a standard with the audio file? Won't the one that the media player, can it not play a real audio file if you should use that in your file, whatever? I mean, is there not a way to have the media player play everything for you?
I would say yes now, because the latest upgrade, what's it, 9? Version 9 is out now? I think version 9 will play any format, because I know Real Audio player will play WAV
right.
files. But the problem is, like where this lady worked, they had the real old player, and it would only play the WAV files.
So it's not too far into the distant future, we should be able to do it in one format.
Sure.
Yeah.
I use this Real Audio for everything. It works on all the formats. I quit uploading all these other ones or try to download them because they just don't take up space on the computer. So this program here, for example, is one that I use. It's very helpful. Let me mention to you about recording equipment. Again, you need a computer to do this. The larger, the better. I had a friend of mine, he didn't know much about computers. He said, "Steve, I want to buy a computer. What do I need to get?" I said, "Get the largest you can get and what you can afford." You know, because especially when you're doing audio, you want as much RAM as you can get. You want the largest CPU you can have, and you want large hard drive. Definitely, you want some room on the hard drive. This is what I'm using. It's not real big. I started out with just a 300 processor. I think I was running, I forget how much RAM it was, a little over 64. It was slow. But I think I had a 4-gig hard drive. That's what I started with. I was continuing to I always had to back up the audio on a CD because I was running out of RAM because audio is real large. What I'm using right now is a 600. I have a 256 mega RAM and a 20-gig hard drive. It works fine, but I find sometimes I need more. Because, again, audio just takes up a lot of room, and if you want to store any of it on there. What I started doing was, after I was done with the message, I saved it to a CD. Now I have a CD master that's already been digital. Because I have some people in my church that would rather get a CD than a tape. Right?
Yes.
And Dick was talking earlier that this is going to be obsolete for long, mm-hmm. right? Because now you got MP3, right? I had a gentleman from Dothan, Alabama, write me one day, and he said, "Steve, I just downloaded all your sermons off of Sermon Audio." Well, we have 253 sermons on Sermon Audio, and they're all in MP3.
I had another guy write me one day, and he said, I've been sharing with a friend and witnessing to him, and I decided to start downloading some of your sermons, and I listen to them when I ride to work, and I've been passing them on to him. So you never know how it's going to be used, how the Lord's going to use it. And so this is it. The future's here. And it's just going to keep growing. And for a little church like us, it has 23 members. We're meeting in my house. We have a little building off the side of my house that we meet in. I had a gentleman visit our church about 3 weeks ago, and he said, Steve, I thought you were in a large church because of the website and because of the audio on the website and things like that. And well, we weren't trying to give off a false impression or anything like that, but we wanted to do it with excellence. We wanted to do it right. And so we found some ways to do it. I was telling Dick earlier when we were talking that we spent a lot of time investing in the audio portion of our site. And the Lord has been bringing increase from it. We've had people join our church through our internet ministry. We've had people join our church through our radio ministry. You know what? If they come to your church and you have audio on your website, they're coming for the teaching. That's what you want. Right? Because, see, you know what we put in our brochure? We have nothing to offer you. We have no other ministries but a nursery. We have a little Sunday school class for little small kids. We're meeting in a house, so we have no fancy building. All we have is we're going to give you the Word of God. That's all we have right now because we're a brand new church. And besides, that's what we want to draw on anyway. It's the Word. So, to record, you've got to have a computer. Again, I mentioned the optional mixer with at least four channels. You've got to have a cassette recorder because that cassette recorder is going to plug into your computer. It must be a kind of cassette recorder that can plug into your computer, not one of these little portable guys. Or one of these jukeboxes, because they have no RCA jacks on them. You need something like it sitting in your home entertainment center, you know what I mean? Not the ones that are all together, that are made together, but something that's separate. A cassette deck, and I've given you a catalog by Kingdom Tapes right here, and they have in here just all kinds of information. You can find information to help you get started in tape ministry, duplication, the whole nine yards, but they have tape players in here on page 54, and just all kind of different features. You can get one with auto reverse. The good thing about auto reverse is that the sound man, if he falls asleep and forgets to flip the tape, you haven't lost your message. Now, there are some differences in auto reverse. You want to really spend some money. We had a Marantz auto reverse. It was the kind. You see this white part of the tape? That's called the leader. When it touched the leader, it flipped. It didn't wait for it to get to the end of the tape. See, on a regular auto reverse, it'll go all the way to the end when it detects the end. Then it flips, and you still lost a few seconds of your message, except for digital. But on that particular player, when it touched that leader, it flipped, so it never lost anything. You know what one of those costs? About $800.
Got the optical auto reverse.
Yeah, those are very expensive. And so the catalog is for you, just to give you some things to look at. But you need a cassette recorder, and you need to have some way to do this. All right, let's say you've got all this now, and you've got to have a way or a place to put it. And I'm going to just mention two places that we use. And I figure it's much easier to talk about what we're doing than something that we're not doing. I gave you a brochure that was sitting on the chair when you came in. And it's this one right here. It's the sermonaudio.com. The good thing about this brochure is most of what I'm talking about as far as audio encoding and how to do that is shown to you right here in this brochure. SermonAudio.com is a hosting service. To be on this website, it only costs $29.95 a month. That's $29.95. $29.95 a month. I am no rep for Sermon Audio. I do not work for them, but I am a broadcaster on the site. And our ministry went on there about 2 years ago. They archive our sermons. We have about 253 sermons on there. This is being heard in MP3. You can become a member of the site, have unlimited downloads to it, I think for about $4.95 a month, or you can just be a free listener. The site used to be free, but you know how it goes with everything free. Eventually, that goes away. Every now and then, Sermon Audio will run a special that will allow you to get on that site to omit the setup fee. They didn't used to charge a setup fee. I think about last week they were charging $1 and omitting the $150 or $149 of it anyway. The site itself, you can see some of the people that are on it. You can see what some of the pages look like. This is what their main page looks like. The thing about this website, you are connected to everybody else on it. Everybody else can hear you. If you look on page 5, you see a report they produce. It comes to you by email in a PDF format. This report tells you what your listens were for the month. It tells you how many total were for the month, what sermons were downloaded. It tells you where they were downloaded from, what geographical location they came from, whether it was out of the country or in the country. If you flip the page again, you'll see that when you're on this website, you get your own web page. You put your church picture on there, your picture of your pastor. All your sermons are shown up on here. Turn to page 8, and you'll see when I was talking about CoolEdit.com, there's your screenshot of it right there. You see the green in there? That's what audio looks like when it's digital. But you know what? If I had a piece of audio and I put it on here, I could make you say anything I want you to say. I could make you sound like a heretic. I'm serious. I made a CD for some people I was working with. And the guy for Christmas wanted a bottle of wine. Well, I'm not into that. I'm trying to help people get out of that. So I put him together a whining CD. And I went around the office and I recorded people just making up complaints. Oh, people love to complain, you know what I mean? And I took a lot of other sound effects I found on the internet, some that I just had off for other recordings. And then I meshed it all together into one mix. And it came out very interesting, to say the least. But I did it with that program. You know what? Sometimes when I'm preaching, I'm sick, and I don't have a backup, and I got to preach anyway, and I've coughed a lot, I can go in there and cut my coughs out. Or I'm sniffling, I can cut that out if I know where it's at in the audio. But that's getting into editing of audio. You turn the page again, you can see how you actually upload a sermon on sermonaudio.com. Very informative brochure.
Yeah. Back it up one step. Why do you need an external mixer
for software? That's why I put optional by it. If you decide to go further in your audio, like in terms of making a radio program or something like that, because in the last session we did, I think we had a couple people that I can't remember if they were looking into radio. Well, if you're thinking about expanding in the future, you might think right now, I don't need that. But you know what? I think ahead. I always think ahead, and I think I'm going to need this because I have a plan. Yeah, what's your vision?
The internal and external are doing two different things?
Yes. You have the mixer in the program that's doing what you've already brought into the computer. The external mixer is dealing with getting it there. Okay? Like if I have a bad tape and it has a lot of hits in it, I can cut it out through the mixer. Sometimes the programs will come with a plug-in that you can purchase to help with the noise reduction. CoolEdit has those features. When you're on sermonaudio.com, your monthly fee allows you to upload 2 sermons a week. Most services are 3. In our case, we're doing 2. It used to be unlimited, but you're getting into space and bandwidth and things like that, so they had to come up with other solutions. And of course, you can upload additional messages, but there's a fee for it, obviously. They provide you, as I mentioned, with a web page. They provide you with a PDF report to show you what kind of listens that you have, and they archive all your sermons. Our listens for last month, for February, well, no, you're still in February, for January, we have, I think we equaled up almost 3,000 for both of the websites. See, that's why I say they go up and down. One month, you may have a lot of listens. Back in October, I preached a message on Should Christians Participate in Halloween? Well, when it aired on oneplace.com, it got 300 listens in one day. Obviously, it was a hot topic. And then other days, you air one and didn't get any listens. You just never know. It's kind of like one of those things. You're scattering seed, right? You never know who's going to stumble onto the website. Yeah?
Do they give an estimation of how long they listen to?
Sermon audio, basically, you're going to... I think if it's been playing for about a minute, it's going to register to hit. Oneplace.com will actually tell you how long an average listen is.
I'm in Atlanta, and at First Baptist, they're saying with Dr. Stanley's ministry that they average, I think, about 15 minutes per connection.
Yeah, that's probably pretty average. Again, it's all depending on the month and listens, and every month's going to be different.
I can't see that.
Oh.
Would advise you to get the web and numbers page? Okay, for monthly PDF.
Yeah, they provide all of that. They provide an archive, and what that means is that they don't erase any of the sermons. They stay on there till you delete them. Obviously, there is a statement of faith that you have to subscribe to. It's mentioned back here on page 14. You can't attack any other broadcaster on the site, so if you don't like Bob Jones, then don't go on there. Okay. We went on there, and there was people on there, obviously, I didn't really agree with, but and I considered pulling it off, but when I started seeing the listens, I was like, well, here's a new audience. People are listening. So I left it.
Can you explain to the viewer, the group, the difference between the streaming versus just it being on there? You have, some things you have to download, and some things you can listen to as it comes out, right?
Yeah, for the most part, most of the writing on there is going to be, if it's available for free to listen, it's hosted on our website. And so whenever you click the play button, most times you'll find a little message that says, make sure your cookies are turned on to accept everything. That's true for sermon audio, okay? And then that will allow you to listen. It does not download to your computer. It puts a small file in your temporary folder and allows it to play.
Can you save it to your computer?
On there, you have to be a member.
So if you join, you could download it to an MP3 player and take
sure,
it with you. Okay.
Sure,
yeah.
Sure.
That one.
Yeah. There's a way around. That one will tell you. Let's just leave it there. Okay. Let me tell you real quick about OnePlace.com. You have another brochure in here. This is like the gravy train of broadcasting because this is a very expensive site to be on. It's only because of God's providence and sovereignty that we were able to be on here. It took us a year to get on this website. We were on another website called lightsource.com. Very similar ministry to what you're going to share with them. And they tailor everything to your website. But we compared apples to apples, and we found out that this was a big apple. And the Lord opened up the opportunity for us to get on there. First month we were on there, we had up to 3,000 listens first month. When I added a second player, it gave more opportunity for people to listen. They provide the same kind of reports. Again, prices vary. They have to work it out with you when you contact them. They also provide a web page and a monthly report, but they only archive about 10 or 15 messages. People, other ministries that you're probably familiar with that are on this website, Charles Stanley's on here. MacArthur's ministry is on here. Focus on the Family has all their programming on here. Our kids listen to Adventures in Odyssey. We listen on here, and we go, oh, that's Daddy. Just move him. Just to, That's right. So it reaches a larger audience. Salem is a big ministry. Salem on crosswalk.com. They just purchased FM 88 and 106.5 here in Jacksonville. So they're a large ministry. You know what? What I've discovered, if you go into a search engine and you put in, say, Find Change by Grace, that's the name of our ministry, you'll find it coming up under other radio stations. And when you pull it up, reason being is because they're owned by Salem. So on all the radio stations they own, you're on their website. See the exposure? And see what weighed us in this? Because we were already on Light Source and we were working with our costs and everything. The biggest thing that motivates me on this is not that I want to be anybody because I'm nobody. I'm only somebody because of Jesus, right? The only thing that drew me to this was get the message out to more people. That's all. That was my only motive. Yeah.
Do they limit
what you do put on your website? Well, in our case, we do our radio program on here. It's 15 minutes long, so I really can't go any more than 15 minutes or they have to negotiate the price for me. Whenever they're setting it up for you, you're working through all of that. SermonAudio.com, you can put on about an hour's worth of audio. Sermon Audio does not want music on there or anything like that. You can have a radio program that has intro music, but that's about it. All right, let me just real quick tell you how to add sermons to your website. So you got all this equipment, you got your hosting service. Well, then you got to record your message into your computer. And then the audio has to be saved in a certain file format. If you notice in your brochure on Sermon Audio, it tells you for them that it has to be 16-bit. And that's found on page 8. If you look in here, actually it's page 10. If you look down at the bottom, it'll say, ensure that the bit rate is set at 16 kilobytes per second. And then the sampling rate, either 16 kilohertz or 22 kilohertz. And CoolEdit.com will allow you to set that up, and it'll keep it like that until you change it.
So, and if you notice, they're recommending Cool Edit to use to go on there. Title your message according to whatever formats they require. We're on one place, so they require us to do it differently than Sermon Audio does. And
at that point, then you upload your sermon.
And you know, with using a digital recorder, I come in, do USB connection, so forth. Within a few minutes, I've already got it there. I go and have lunch, and then I have to just wait for it to become available. At that point, you link it to your website, or you can actually you can link it before you get to this point because you have a page already. And once you create the page, you have a link. You link it to your existing website, promote it to your congregation, your church bulletin, your newsletter. And of course, if you have a radio ministry, you tell your listeners about it. But they can listen to the messages 24 hours a day. I tell our listeners on our radio program that if you'd like to hear this again, because most people want to hear it again because they missed something. So they got out of the car, they had to go in another room. Or if they want to hear other messages, they can go to our website. And then the last thing is what usually we don't do first is pray. Because you want to make sure you have the right motive of what you're doing. You want to pray for the people that are listening. I told our people recently, I said, listen, when the radio program comes on, pray for the people that listen. Pray for the people that are saved. Pray for the people that are not saved that listen. Pray that the program goes off flawlessly. Pray that there are no mistakes in the radio station. Because problems happen. I mean, we've been kicked off the air right in the middle of the program. And there's nothing to do about it. But pray. That's all you can do. And, you know, just 2 weeks ago, I had the radio station call me and said, Steve, I lost your CD. I put it in the player, and it went in, and it fell in the back of the player.
Wow.
Can you bring me another one? I was like, can you pull that out, screw the top off, and pull it out before I bring you another one? And he actually did do that, and it worked fine. Got a little bit of grease on it. So there's you an overview of putting audio on the Internet. And, yeah.
I just want to kind of recap what our other speaker just said.
Okay.
That there is the computer, the recording software. The types of recording software are Cool Edit, Cool Edit Pro, Guitar Tracks, is what we use for the music.
Right.
Cool Edit Pro and Guitar Tracks.
Right. I use two of them personally, yeah.
There is a mixer that's going to be external. It's an external mixer.
Right.
And it's an internal mixer.
Right.
And you suggest to have the external for future.
For future.
Future
right.
Music. Recording. You record on a cassette or the digital. Ideally, if you have a digital that you can plug into the USB for,
right.
That
right
is the best of the technology.
Right. Yeah.
What is the cost associated with a digital that is close, that has that, you said, software that comes with the digital?
This little device right here, you can purchase it at Circuit City for $150.
Yeah.
Microphone. This will record in the good for in the best quality format for 2.5 hours.
Wow.
How many sermons are that long?
Yeah,
but they're limited. You gotta find one that will have USB.
Yes.
You'll find one that will record more than 30 minutes.
Yeah.
External mic jack.
Yeah, external mic jack as well. And this mic right here. Came from Radio Shack. I think we paid about $10 or $20 for it. And so, here you go. You set up and ready to go.
Did it come with a little holster like that?
Yeah, it comes with everything you need. Yeah. And you just have to, when you're using it while you preach, you have to get your people to pray while you get everything going. You're fumbling all the technology and your Bible and everything. Well, Dick's going to come up and share with you about doing websites. And so, share about his ministry.